Relying on the government to protect your privacy is like asking a peeping Tom to install your window blinds.
Hello and welcome to the show, Colourful Conversations with Clergyman Pete and Businessman Mark. This week we debate Facebook, a breach of trust. Well, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg has admitted that the social network made mistakes that led to millions of Facebook users having their data exploited by a political consultancy. Now, Cambridge Analytica is accused of improperly using the data on behalf of political clients. Now, eventually, Mr. Zuckerberg came out and said, yes, it admitted a breach of trust had occurred. And in fact, in a CNN interview, he actually said, we're really sorry. I'm sure.
That's okay then.
It's to take action against rogue apps. Well, he also accepted that he would be happy, I'm sure he would be, to testify before Congress if it's the right thing to do. Well, maybe a lot of other organizations should take heed because the game is about to change. And we'll talk about this, particularly with the General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, which is due to take effect in May 2018. Well, Clergyman Pete, I know there are many people on Facebook and their data is there. Is your data, Clergyman Pete, there to be exploited or not? What's your view on what's going on with Facebook?
Yes, well, you see, Facebook is such, to me, a useful tool. And to us, Mark and Pete's show, it's one of the social media platforms that we use to disseminate our message. And it's the one that we get the most interaction with. So I think that it's a useful tool. And talking of useful tools, Mark Zuckerberg has I think he's been unfairly lambasted as someone who is, you know, being dishonest, deliberate. I mean, it seems to me that Facebook is a data collection agency. I mean, that's what it does. I mean, it is wrong that if people don't give permission for use of their data, that it's then sold on.
Exactly.
But that's what's wrong, not the collection of data itself. So I think these are, to me, it's more of a technical issue that has grown up because of the success of Facebook. There were so many people and it has such a far reach that it ends up being an issue that it wasn't before. I mean, I think also, you're talking about, is my data available? I think people need to be a little more savvy in this world. I mean, why, for example, would you put into Facebook real sensitive information about yourself? Either don't give Facebook that information or say something that's, let's say, not quite the truth about yourself. You know, why put in your real date of birth? Why put in your real name? What, you know, why do you have to do that? You don't you shouldn't be trying to create a false image, you know, pretend you're someone else, but you don't have to give any more data. You could just give your first name and not, you know, why give out data like that? People should be more aware of it. So my first response to this is more education. Be aware that your data could be used, and so don't give it out willy-nilly.
especially
if it's your nilly or your willy. Yes, don't divulge
everything.
Well, you
raised a few points here, which I think let's tackle them one at a time. So on the one hand, there's the business situation. Now, I mentioned earlier in the opening address that the game is going to change. So any company who is dealing with the European Union, including the United Kingdom, who has agreed to sign up to the General Data Protection Regulation. And the idea being is that now consumers have more rights to control and take ownership of their data. And there's a lot of other details we'll go into. We won't go into the finite details of the law, but the principle being is that now companies have to be a lot more responsible to secure customer data, to make sure that those crucial credentials are not lost or misused or people hacking. In fact, as you've already highlighted, Clergyman Pete, the actual internet, including Facebook, is awash with personal information. Now, some of it may be fake, but a lot of it is, of course, genuine. And of course, now you're right, on the consumer side, people have to be a little bit more savvy. But this means that people have to be savvy in the boardroom and they have to be savvy at home. Well, I know that somebody like Mr. Zuckerberg has openly admitted that perhaps things should be a little bit better, but Facebook are not the only one. I think that from my experience, a lot of companies are just not ready to be compliant. In Yes. fact, some customers from my own research that I've been doing in business actually are prepared to take a risk, meaning that they know that they should be doing more to implement application security controlling or something such as to have better systems and processes in place, in that better culture within their own communities to make sure that people are tighter.
Yes.
So, if you think of the journey, then the seas of cyber security that they're having to navigate, it becomes rather complex. But the one thing, Mr. Zuckerberg, that you have to be aware of is potentially the threats to you, your data, your company's data, as well as your consumer's data. So I just thought, well, based upon our little quest here to always sort of come up with a little thought in the form of a poem. Now, this is slightly different. So I was thinking about this, and I thought, well, I thought I was going to do a little ode to Samuel Taylor Coleridge. Now, this is a little poem called The Ancient Mariner, Awash at Cyber Sea. Data, data everywhere, as executive boards do shrink. Spam, spam without a care, nor any time to think. The very dim did rot, O Christ, that comes compliance there should be. Ye crawlers with legs so highly priced, the slimy lot are all at sea. About, about, reel and routers, the death firewalls flickered at night, from hackers and cyber suitors, burnt green and blue and white. Ah, well a day to day, how evil can look, had I from old and the very young, instead the albatross of Facebook about their necks be hung. So, what does this mean? Well, potentially, some companies, if they are deemed to not do the right thing, effectively, you as a company now have to prove that you put all the measures in place to ensure that you have put controlling mechanisms to safeguard data, you could be fined up to 4% of your gross annual turnover. That's a lot of money. I wonder what this means for Facebook. Does this mean now that people, particularly who are already signed up to Facebook, they might rethink about what they put on Facebook? So, Clergyman Pete,
good idea.
Do you rethink think it. Facebook has a future? Do you think actually now that maybe people will start to think a little bit differently with the way they deal with social media?
Well, I think that that's not a problem in that they're thinking differently. In that, as I was saying at the top of the show, I think people should think differently, that if you put data on the internet, it's almost certainly not private. And so you need to be aware of that. But whether this causes a reduction in the use of Facebook, I doubt it. You know, I don't have any stats to back this up, but just this is just my reading of people that I know who use Facebook. They don't think about that sort of thing. They're not going to be thinking. So it talks about individuals. No, they're not going to really think about it. They're just going to, they've used Facebook for social things. They're going to carry on using it. But more widely about whether Facebook has a future, it could well be that if Facebook is not able to sell on data because people aren't interested in it anymore because there's not enough of this juicy data, then they could have a problem. Because as far as I can see, that's where the money comes from. That's why they have an income. In that you need to be able to target. Yes, some money comes from ads, but those are targeted ads to be successful. So you need to have the data. Part of the to broadening this out slightly, I think that it's the political side of this, political with a big P, you know, the in terms of party politics, use of the data that has brought it to the fore, which has meant that Facebook is now under the microscope, as you know, more so than other companies. So, you know, there's the Cambridge Analytica data that's been mentioned, and that was used to highlight potential voters. And
yes.
Trump didn't actually use it. As you know, he engaged Cambridge Analytica against there being a possibility that the Republican Party were going to share their data with him, which was a possibility. Yes. They didn't like him, and maybe still don't. But he didn't actually have to use it in the end, apart from in the primaries. So it's not really the political issue that it's been made out to be, but that's brought it to the fore. That's made it more of a cause célèbre. But I think over time, other companies, you know, Twitter's going to be affected by it. Other companies that are selling data like this are going to be affected by it, because people are going to be more suspicious. So it's whether the future for Facebook, I don't think is not a problem in that people are just going to stop using it or there's going to be a mass defection, but rather there might be a reduction in the money coming in from these data binding companies.
Well, this is a valid point, because these things go up and down, as we all know. Shares. Well, Facebook actually suffered quite badly. Their shares fell by a staggering 5%, which is quite significant on recent times on the market, which meant about $50 billion was wiped from its market value. Now, to any other company, this, of course, would pretty much see the end of an organization. But I think you're right, because of the size of Facebook, which I think has got over 2 billion users. That is a staggering amount of users. And actually, you do even wonder how much further growth there is, because, of course, not every country in the world has the ability to have the users to be able to get online. But it's still a staggering amount of money, an amount of users. But you're right, the fundamental element here is, does it now need to sort of rethink its business model? Maybe, and I do agree with Mark Zuckerberg on one point of defense, which was when he first started the organization, there was no way that he ever conceived that he would be potentially going in front of Congress trying to determine about how he's going to look at data. I think he saw it in a totally different form, about a social networking, about communications. I think that the data analytical side came later, when you realize through the sheer volume of individuals that this was a great business opportunity. And it is. And of course, many social media firms similar to Facebook work on this business model. But the question now is, of course, is you as a consumer, are we now going to rethink the way that we bank online, the way they give our data away, where we do retailing? Well, we should do, because we also have the right, under the GDPR regulation, the right to be forgotten, meaning that it's by law, if you as a consumer say, I now wish to have my data withdrawn from your system, that the companies must comply. So you have many different rights now, which you didn't have before. Are you going to actually remove your data from certain organizations, not just Facebook?
Am I going to do? Well, I can ask. I do give my data away when necessary, but I suppose that, like many people, I put barriers in place such that I make it more difficult for me to be defrauded. So I don't, for example, just give away my bank details. I use another level. So I use I use different payment methods. But I think that more and more people are going to do that. That level of nervousness about giving away your name and data, I think, comes from the fact that I'm a bit older. Us old fogies distrusted the internet from the start. But I think a lot of younger people who've grown up with it haven't realized, because it's just been part of their life, what an opportunity it is for people who want to steal your identity or want to use information about you against you. And the reason they haven't realized it is because often it's benign. You know, Google uses your data to put up ads that might interest you. Right. Actually, that doesn't bother me. I quite, you know, because I think I've actually bought things. I can't put my finger on what they were, but I think I've actually bought things that came up because I had been searching. I'd forgotten about it. Oh, yes, I really do want to buy that.
But you've been profiled
that Christmas present. That Christmas present for Mark that I, you know, otherwise
I'm still waiting for.
That you're still waiting for, yes. So maybe I didn't buy it. But, yeah, you know, I that's because of the benign perception of this use of data, I think it hides the possibility of less benign use. There was some recent surveys done. Now, I don't have the details of this, but I'll just give the outline. And that is that tests were done to see how people would respond in voting. And if a reminder was sent out by Facebook to someone to go out and vote, it made a huge difference. What if Facebook had done that, for example, in the recent presidential election in the US? What if Facebook had decided, well, just because we favour, say, Hillary Clinton, we're going to send reminders to everyone, that they need to go and vote for Hillary Clinton. It could well have swayed the election in her favour. It has such a remarkable impact. In the survey I was referring to, there was a 50-50 split between Democrat and Republican. This wasn't an actual election. It was just to see what would happen if they changed the search results for these people for a bit. So these users of Facebook there and Google, I believe it was done on as well, the search results were changed such that it came up with positive for one side. It doesn't matter which way, negative for the other side of just the two main parties. And it's changed from 50-50 to 90-10.
Yes.
So they can have such a huge effect. And if they can target you in that way and then be paid to take a role on the side of one political party, they could sway whole elections. They could effectively run the country. Mm. So, you know, I think it is a good idea that even though data protection seems a little nerdy and it is seriously annoying having to get in line with this new law, I actually think it's a good idea.
Well, also, absolutely, I think all regulation that helps the consumers and their rights, and certainly to tighten things up. We talked about the whole basis of this show, which is about breach of trust. And I think the one thing that will be apparent is that not just Facebook, but many, many organizations that operate online and use data for part of their business model to help the consumer. And you mentioned about ad choices, possibly, and many other services that can be on offer. But the key is this: we often differentiate brands based upon trust. We Yes. trust them in their integrity, their quality, and their service. Now, if that gets breached, or for some reason the company is shown to be falling foul of law and compliance, then almost certainly we're going to see in the near future a lot of companies disappearing off the market. And it will be interesting to see what Facebook actually does in the near future, because it does need to tighten up its policies and some of its systems. So, listeners, what do you think about this? Do you have a concern about giving your data away? Or perhaps maybe you think that actually it's not as big an issue as some people think. Well, why not let us know? Why don't you share some of your data with us? We promise to keep it secure. Log on to markandpete.com and let us know your thoughts. Well, thanks for listening to the show, and join us again next time for more colourful conversations with Mark and Pete.
Shall I share the data on the show?
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.